to read.
Thanks, Terry, and thanks, Cecilia and Kim, for letting me onto the program, and thanks, Rena, and for keeping it going all these years. As you probably might know, I call myself a trans-real writer, in that I like to take pieces of my actual life and collage them together into science fiction. And one thing I often think about is the being at the Fillmore in 1967. And I wasn't here, but it's something I fantasize about. And there's one band I started listening to. They're a less well-known psychedelic band, the Quicksilver Messenger Service. And they're a really, really interesting band. So that's one theme that goes into the story. And then the other theme is I was really impressed by the first photographs of the Webb Space Telescope, and just really fascinated by the things I was seeing there. And there was one picture I particularly liked. They called the Cosmic Wall, I think, and it was this wall of glowing gas about 9 light years tall. And that fascinated me. And then the other thing that came into the story was that my wife was dying of cancer over the last year and a half, and that went into the story. And after I finished the story, she died about 3 weeks ago. And somehow I fit those together. And now I was thinking about coming up here because, you know, I'm sort of lonely these days, and I thought it'd be fun to come and see my friends at this wonderful, familiar venue. And then I thought I'd come up and read the story. So here we go. It's called Who Do You Love? I'm standing in an alley by the Fillmore Auditorium. An open doorway casts a trapezoid of yellow light. It's peaceful, peaceful here, with music echoing inside and me in the cool summer night. I don't have enough money to go inside. The Quicksilver Messenger Service is on stage playing a 20-minute version of Bo Diddley's classic, Who Do You Love? Wonderful music, slippery and dreamy. The guitar riffs are swoops in space, embroideries upon time. There's no hurry, no rush to completion. I wear a thin shirt, bell-bottom sandals. My hair reaches my shoulders with a rawhide headband across my forehead. I like to say it keeps my brain from falling out. Not that I'm a druggie. My trip is being high, just as I am. No plans, no worries. Mr. Nobody from Nowhere. Standing in the alley, I'm playing air guitar, matching the skinny guitarist John Cipollino's onstage moves. He's God. I'm God. You're God. I'm so tuned that I can change Cipollino's glorious music with my mind. Yes, I reach out and push, bending the solo like a wire, curling it around itself. For real? Hard to be sure. I have a vivid mind. Too vivid, maybe. But I'm staying with it here in the San Francisco night in the alley outside the Fillmore. Can we get some gnarl, is what I'm thinking. I love guitar feedback. I twist the word itself, chanting the variations aloud. Feek dab, beak fad, keef pad, deef back. Swaying with Cipollino's rhythm, aiming my air guitar, I push at the man's pickup mics and at his special amps. Weak, garoot. This is good. I overlay a stutter of decaying, clipped electromagnetic churn. Zhin, 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 grr, peek. And this is where everything changes. Out of nowhere, I get an image of someone rushing toward me. Faster than light, surfing a tube from there to here, a woman. And here she is, her cupped skimboard clatters on the ground. She walks closer, pleasant, attractive, with alert eyes. Our hands meet, pass through each other, solidify, and we try again, getting a grip. I'm Willie, I say, from San Jose. Moved to the Hate this summer, living on nothing. Sue, says she, I'm from what you'd call the Carina Nebula. in your Milky Way galaxy, right? So how did you get here? I'll show you in a minute, but make some more of those squonky bleats. I heard you from our nebula, scanning through the wormholes in real time. You're one of a kind, Willie. You're very weird. You can help us. A little self-conscious, I pick up my imaginary guitar and dig into my feedback beef DAC. Lovely stuff. She dances, getting the hang of having a human body. Wonderful to be with her. I'm rippling curls of sound. Cipollina on stage glances over, seeing me, and he flashes a rare smile. Time to go, says Sue, when the song ends, if you'll come. Yes. She gets on the skimboard. The space around it is bigger than it looks. Once we're both on it, we're overlapping matter waves, and then we're off, percolating through the spongy mazes of the subdimensions. I hear music, the Quicksilver concert played really fast and backwards. Evil ui od oho. And then, that's Who Do You Love backwards. And then we're floating amid the spangled stars and glowing stardust of the Carina Nebula. No need to breathe, as we don't have human bodies. We're woven tapestries of luminous interstellar gas, millions of miles across. Oh my. Sue's fellows abound. They're curious about who I am. They're worried about some dark, scuttling shapes that are eating into them. Space crabs, Sue tells me, her voice in my mind. Dark matter. Go get 'em, Willie. Use your air guitar. My air guitar manifests as a luminous scepter, a million-mile filament alive with energies. I set to work dismembering the space crabs with celestial aplomb. This goes on for quite a long time. I mean, like, for thousands or millions of years. But it feels fast. I experience the cosmic battle as a series of rapid sounds, the ultimate video game. Fatoom, 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 squeak, wink, yeah. Deep back, says the admiring Sue. You're the man, Willie. I continue, and in time, the space crabs are all gone. Sue's tribe raises a cheer of thin hurrahs. Let's go back to your place, Sue says to me. Let me see what it's like. I hope we didn't miss too much down there. Skipping and spinning aboard Sue's skimboard, we seep through space-time's tissues of wormholes and end up inside a cottage in Davenport, California, a few miles up the coast from Santa Cruz. According to the California calendar, it's 55 years later than when I met Sue in the alley outside the Fillmore. Rapidly, Sue fabricates a cover story about the 55 years and solidifies some wave functions to put material evidence in our home. Supposedly, she's been my wife all this time, and I sort of remember it, but not really. All I know for sure is that we're old. I start cooking dinner, rock cod and rice. Sue watches from the couch. She's tired and she doesn't feel good. She's dying of cancer. I missed my whole life, I say, my voice breaking. I wasted it in the Carina Nebula. The cosmic cliffs is what you guys call our place now, says Sue. And it wasn't a waste, dear Willie. You saved my tribe. But you're about to die. I say, we blew it. I'll only have a few weeks here, it's true, says Sue. But then I'll ride my skimboard home. You can come if you want. Should I say? Who do you love? You, says Sue. Then we're good, I say. There's a full moon rising over the ridge. Have you ever seen a moon?